Welcome back to Two Beers In. We're back again, and this time we're on episode 84 that I just checked. So this one I officially know, Kyle. Oh, spoiled that. Anyway, we're here with a little different twist this week. We're going international with our regular Kyle, and I'm going to let him talk a lot more about that, as I can't. But we're going to go around and introduce ourselves as usual, and then we'll get things started. I am Jeff with Keg Grove.
I'm Tyler with Keg Grove.
And I'm Kyle, who's usually at the bar.
Yes, and Tyler is designing something random from his head.
I'm doodling.
He's doodling.
I got in trouble for it in school all the time.
But look where it got you.
Yeah.
You're here every
technically
day.
Technically unemployed is where it got
me. I mean,
me.
Technically is a, you know, a strong word, but yes. So Kyle, welcome. This summer you had the pleasure, I would say, of taking a little family jaunt overseas.
Yes, it was quite fun. 2 weeks over in Norway, just exploring.
Excellent.
Why Norway?
It's where my parents decided to go, and they asked if we wanted to tag along. And when you get an offer for a free trip, you just say yes.
Kyle, I'm in 100% agreement on that. If you're offered a free trip, you say yes.
Yep. I get one to Hawaii in a couple of years or a year. I don't remember.
I'm excited for you on that, yes. That will be exciting. I don't get free trips. I pay for them. So I'm not going to Hawaii. Not now, at least. I don't know. I don't know if I want to sit on an airplane that long. How long was the airplane ride for you, Kyle?
Oh, it was about 10 hours.
Did you drive?
Oh, my God. I almost put beer on my nose. Oh, my gosh. That is... Oh. So, I'm doing something I don't usually do, drinking a holy jeans, and I have blueberry up in my sinuses right now. Holy crow. Yes, did you drive across the pond?
We did.
No. Yes.
But in an airplane.
Yes.
But no, it's about 10 hours. We flew into Helsinki, okay. Which is in Finland, two countries over, and then flew over to Norway from there, which is about a two-hour flight.
Okay, what's the country in between? Because
Sweden.
I'm geographically challenged, but that would have been my guess. Excellent. Okay. But you didn't go to any other countries?
No, just technically stopped in Helsinki for probably a grand total of 36 hours between coming and going.
Okay.
And didn't really get to explore any of that.
Right. Well, that's exciting. So, go ahead, Tyler.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Was there like an itinerary for this trip, or was it just like, hey, you know, we're here?
There was an itinerary, just we're going here, and then basically driving across the country. Not a whole lot of things planned in each city, just these are the dates where we need to move on.
How were the cars? You guys all get into one of them little economy things that you see?
Nope, two cars. Just two SUVs.
Okay. Oh, so. Right. So gas guzzlers.
Yep.
Speaking of that, how was the gas over there?
Oh, very expensive. I think it was, what was it, like $5.80-something per liter?
Oof.
Oh.
Oof.
So, man, and you guys had kilometers to deal with and all that crap.
Yeah, but I mean, it's everything's already on the car, so...
Valid. Right side or left side of the road?
Right side.
Okay, so that's good.
Yes.
Not like those English.
Nope.
Backwards, goofy.
I've been in Japan where they also drive on the left side, and that's really weird as well. We didn't drive there, though.
All right. Yeah, I could only see me.
I drove a right side vehicle once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was an old mail carrier Jeep.
Oh.
Pretty trippy. Fun.
Right.
You really mess with people that don't realize that you're driving on the other side.
Right. Oh, interesting. So you traveled, and we decided for some reason that's a good idea to discuss Norwegian beer because, well, probably like Tyler and I, we've never had Norwegian beer, nor have we been to Norway, and Walter's misbehaving a little in the background there, but he'll be all right. So Kyle, break it down. Give us some beer culture of Norway. I know you stopped at like six breweries, I believe, and experienced some different things.
Yeah, a lot of it is they're about 10, 15 years behind here.
Okay.
Just, they're just getting into the craft adjacent scene. There's some weird liquor laws.
Okay.
So, like in breweries and stores, the only thing they can sell to go is 4.7% and under.
Oh.
So it's very limiting.
No barrel ages there?
They do.
Okay.
But they can only sell it on draft at the breweries or bars.
So they can't package it at all?
They can package it, but you can only buy it at the government monopoly shops, which we never stumbled upon.
Government controlled.
I just got the Monopoly guy.
All right.
But they can't. They can sell wine and ciders that are more than that. So we went to a cidery where we got a couple 10, 13%ers.
That's actually weird that wine and cider can do that, but beer can't.
I don't have an answer. Apparently, I mean, the cider is relatively new from what we gathered.
I'm guessing it's probably just like any other country. I mean, antiquated laws with the new industry, a newer industry, can mess things up, really.
Well, I know they had their prohibition back in, I think, the 20s and 30s as well.
Okay.
So it's just when they came off of that, these popped up, and most people switched over to coffee, so they're a big coffee country then, too.
You know, what jackass over there is like, nothing over 4.7?
Well, so just like here, I think you're talking, like Kyle said, if it's based on a post-prohibition, I got that one out, then there were a lot of goofy laws that were set into place to prevent what they called disorderly conduct and stuff, and to tighten it up. Most of those have been abolished or changed since then.
Yeah, but like I said, 4 points, like why not 4.5? Or 4?
That's a great question.
I know, 4.7. I just looked it up. Sweden's, you can't sell anything to go over 3.5.
So, see, there you go. And that's interesting, because I know Distill sends a lot of beer to Sweden.
That's a good...
So I wonder if they have to keep their ABV down.
Is it Sweden or...
Sweden, I think
that... And again, that may be...
We could be wrong.
Typical grocery stores, they may have their own government monopoly shops where that's the only place you can
buy.
And
that's the same way here, stateside. I mean, like, back home in... I'm from Buffalo, New York. I mean, there you can buy beer in the grocery store, but you can't buy liquor or wine. And you have to go to a liquor or wine store.
North Carolina is the same thing. It's a government-run shop.
Correct. Same with Pennsylvania, I think. Yeah. So, I mean... I guess it's not that different. It's just we have a lot of state laws that differ, and that's interesting. But yeah, 4.7, that's a weird one. Was there a lot of imported beer from the U.S. that you saw there?
To be honest, I was not looking for that, okay. So I didn't pay that close of attention.
I was just curious.
Mainly looking for the what have I not had or what looks interesting.
And as well you should. So yes, I fully support that attitude. So what was one of the first breweries, or one of the breweries you went to?
The best one we went to is a place in Stavanger, which was our second stop, called Lervig.
Say that again.
Lervig.
Okay, there's like an
L-E-R-V-I-G.
And Tyler's looking at us like, what the hell are you talking about?
That's those letters with the dots above them.
Yes, that's those letters, Tyler.
There's a couple Lervig stickers around the brewery that I brought back.
There are, yes.
But they were probably the most American of them, because they had a lot of good IPAs and sours, a couple barrel aged on there too. It's just it's a very chill vibe, somewhere like a mix between here and White Oak.
Okay.
So it's just
were they small? I mean, the like, could you see like their brewing equipment and stuff? Were they smaller scale? I'm assuming
their brewery proper was off site.
Okay.
So I mean, but we did stumble upon that to go to their gift shop.
Right.
I mean, it was a fairly large kind of industrial area. I do know they export throughout Europe and also Canada.
Okay.
So they're a pretty large operation.
Yeah, that sounds pretty big.
But it's just, and then we unfortunately did not stop at their place in Bergen. Looking back, we should have, because the brewery we went to there was trash.
Well, maybe we shouldn't say the name of that brewery.
Yeah.
I mean,
they had a cool location right on the bay or right on the harbor there, but it's just...
Well, I mean, in all fairness, I think we should also throw out the comment that everybody's view on different beers is different. You know, everybody has their own tastes.
One man's trash, another man's trash.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, like, you didn't care for it, but somebody must care for it if they're open, right? I mean...
I would hope so.
Or they just open and they're going to close.
The food was pretty good. But
well, that's a Todd and I have a theory about that, but we won't go there today.
But no, Lurvig also had a mead from some other brewery, which may be one of the best things I've ever had.
Oh, really?
It was an apricot mead.
Ooh.
From a 2018 vintage, and it was like $15 for 7 ounces.
Whoa!
Wow.
It was pricey, but worth it.
How were the beer prices?
Oh, the beer prices are insane.
Are they?
Like, there was one place we hit up, just a bar in Oslo, that they actually have the prices listed, so just going through that. So for, like, a session bitter, 4%, for 16.7 ounces, it's $10.50.
Oof. Oh, God.
Oof.
So, nice. basically your grass assassin would be $9-$10 over there.
Holy cow. I wonder if they're like, if their production costs are through the roof.
Well, it's also just taxes. They tax the heck out of everything.
Well, I mean, with the grain situations that are coming up and are happening, I mean, I can't imagine it getting better over there. I mean, it's not better over here. And
I mean, you got to be rich to get drunk over in Norway. Though.
Right. But we also don't know. I mean, there's a lot of economical factors that go into that.
Lightweights.
Well, they may be lightweights, but no, I was thinking, you know, their general income could be higher too.
Yeah.
You know, which then offsets that. So, I mean, there's things that, you know, an economist would be able to tell us about, but ain't none of them here. If you know what I mean.
But yeah, I just know they're not a huge drinking culture.
Okay.
So it's like they
drink. Like the raw fish, don't they?
I mean, their fish is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing like fresh salmon, and
right.
You can get it super cheap. That's the other thing. Fresh fish is so cheap.
So they get drunk on the fish, huh? Gross.
That's a bunch of grizzly bears just running right. Around Norway.
Valid. Do they have the steam houses there?
What's a steam house?
Like saunas, or?
Well, no. So this
like
is
the bathhouses of Greece.
No, this is like this is a terrible tangent. But there's some beer show I was watching, and they were traveling around, and in that region, it could have been Finland, it could have been Sweden, it could have been Norway. I don't know, but it's up there. One of them, they have a lot of like steam houses, so it's just a small shack outside, and they have special leaves that they put mm-hmm. over it, and they steam themselves, and then they go jump in the cold water.
Didn't see any of that around.
All right.
Though we did stay.
I was hoping you'd participate.
We did stay in an Airbnb in, I think, Sines, or I think technically it was Rijuken.
Okay.
I'm not pronouncing that correct at all.
Rijuken, I like
the
name.
It's a ski resort town.
Okay.
But early July, but they have
so you're saying you weren't skiing.
Exactly.
All
right. But they do have like a wet sauna and just built right off the bathroom.
Okay. Interesting.
Pretty nice.
Did you take a little steam?
We did.
All right.
It was just one of those, oh, this is here. Might as well use it.
Huh. Man, so, that really church up your morning routine, wouldn't it?
It would, right? I just got a fresh steam. I grabbed a cup of coffee and got a steam this morning. How about you?
I don't think that's how they talk.
I'm pretty sure nobody talks like that.
You gotta be more sing-songy. Do-it-da-do-it-da-do-it-da-do.
Oh, like the Swedish chef.
Yep. And once you're there, you go, this is not dissuading me from thinking all you do is just sing your language.
Right.
It's not an actual language, it's just singing words.
All right.
Huh.
I'm looking at you, you're laughing. Yeah, go ahead.
He's gotta be on that do-do-do.
Yes.
Is that like the people that have the really giant long horns? You know, you like go out on the side of a hill, and there's like that real.
Are you thinking of the Ricola commercial? That's technically the Swiss.
See? Oh, the Alps. Yeah, out in the mountains.
I'm way off with.
No, this is Viking land.
Yeah.
Kyle's descended from the Vikings. You wouldn't know it.
Neither would I.
You know, Vikings are not exactly, you know, whatever.
No, but the things have changed over the generations, and the I don't know. This is terrible. We're like defining a whole region of people,
and
overseas.
We have no clue.
None clue. We're going on 100% of what Kyle says.
We've probably offended so many.
People. It's like three countries of Swedish chefs, and everybody's gonna be writing us emails saying that is not how our country is.
We don't make the cheese with the holes in it.
What's going wrong, region? Oh, we're going to enough to get somebody to do a Swiss beer review.
You'll get someone from the library to chime in. Actually.
Right.
Did they, hop-wise, like, did they advertise what hops they use or anything like that? Did they have anything? Because I know you're up on, like, different hops and stuff like that for...
Said, not that I remember offhand. I'm trying to see if they have anything listed. Yeah, a lot of the stuff they don't... Yeah, that one, I guess, they noted Laurel hops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So some of them, it depends on what they had written up or if someone put something in untapped or something.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff was in English, but also it's just the, I want that one.
No, I get you. Yeah. So, and I'd imagine it's just like here. I mean, we try to buy domestic hops as they're cheaper.
Yeah.
But we get plenty of different ones. I mean, we get Polish hops, we get German hops, we get English hops, we get New Zealand hops, some Australian hops, and I'm sure others that I haven't seen.
How many did the breweries have, like a lot of different beers, or are they like fairly small, like taps that you could pick from, like four or five, or do they have like 20?
Depended on the brewery. Like I said, Lurvig was the biggest. They had about 20 taps.
Okay.
And then we went to a Lurvig.
And then we went to like a little farmhouse one, Lindheim, and they had six beers and six ciders.
Okay.
And of course, for flights on those, you get five-ounce-ish pours, and that was $30.
Well, I mean that's a lot.
I'm assuming there's four to a flight.
Actually, it was five.
Five.
Okay. It's still the.
Ouch.
Like what I'm used to paying for a pint, a little sampler.
Yeah. Huh.
But you're on vacation, right?
Exactly. And you're never gonna have their stuff again, more than likely. So.
So you said you drove across the country.
Yep.
Did you see a difference between like east and west, or, you know, or different regions? Or was it noticeably like different? Like, I mean, obviously here, East Coast, West Coast, totally different.
Like we start on the West Coast in Bergen. So both Bergen and Stavanger are port towns.
Okay.
So like, it was like highs at 55 and lows in the low 40s. So, which was delightful in early July.
Right.
I didn't wear shorts until the second to last day we were in there.
Oh, wow.
It's just the only problem is it rained at least once a day. So it just comes with being right off the coast because it's right off the ocean.
Yeah.
And then as you get more inland, it kind of warmed up, didn't rain quite as much. Like the middle of it's pretty rural. So it's a lot of curvy mountain roads that are about a lane and a half wide.
Sweet.
And a lot of sheep.
Oh.
Just moseying around. You had to be careful driving. I was the sheep watcher from the passenger seat.
Okay.
And then, you get to Oslo, and it's big metropolitan area, and it got warmer since it's more the most inland.
Is that on then the eastern
kind of border? On the east side. Near to Sweden.
Sweden. Okay. Lillehammer.
Lillehammer.
We did not go to Lillehammer. Is that up farther north? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started at...
Todd's got his map out.
Yeah.
So I think...
I had to see... I'm like, I got to figure out what I'm...
From Bergen, we went south and then east and then flew out of Oslo.
Okay.
So the trip from Bergen to Stavanger was really neat. We got on two ferries... a lot of underground driving.
Okay.
I'd never been in a tunnel with exits.
Oh.
Huh.
And you would start going down at a 7% grade, and then you'd bottom out and you have to go up a 7% grade to get out of the tunnel. And you could be in there for, I think of one, we were in there for about 45 minutes.
See, I don't know how you do that. I wouldn't like that.
No, I don't think I'd like that either.
And then there was one bridge we were on for a good 15 minutes or so.
So you stayed more to southern Norway.
Yes.
Okay, not northern Norway. A lot of water.
Yep. There's a lot of water.
Yeah.
But that was that drive from Bergen to Stavanger was the only time we had to use a ferry.
Okay.
Everything else, it's pretty self-contained.
Interesting. And Norway really cut Sweden off from a lot of water.
Yeah.
As far as I can see, but who knows what I can tell, you know?
There's a lot of things I can't pronounce or even try.
Right? I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
A lot of symbols above letters.
So, beer-wise, was there a difference from coast to coast?
Not too much. Like, you hit up the local bars, they would have kind of a smattering of things from all over the place.
Okay.
There was one... we found the Royal Gourmet Burger and Gin Bar in Bergen.
All right.
To which they had one of the best beers of the trip. Unfortunately, the place is they just contract brew.
Okay.
A brewery called Cervasium.
Oh.
But the... you can probably look it up online. The label was one of the most magnificent things I've ever seen.
All right, describe it to us.
Well, it's called Satanic Hispanic Panic.
Oh, whoa, say that one more time.
Satanic Hispanic Panic. And I'm just going to show Tyler this.
Yes.
And let him describe to the audience.
I don't think I can describe that. That's rough. Oh.
Either way, there's basically Satan and the Pope on the on the label.
Getting pulled into I'm assuming hell by a bunch of arms with a halo above the devil.
That's disturbing. Oh, sweet Lord, yes. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that's something you can get away with here in the States.
I don't think that would be approved, Kyle.
Well, luckily they're not shipping here, but it was a Imperial Habanero Pastry Stout.
Okay.
And that heat lingered a little bit.
I don't know about that.
Did they have, like... Did you go into, like, grocery stores or stuff like that?
Yep.
So was there, like... This is, like... You know, like, around here, Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Light. Did they have that same, like... If you went in there, it's like you were guaranteed you were going to see that.
Yeah, again, you know, those, like, ubiquitous... European Pilsners and whatnot, like Carlsbad and
Heineken.
Okay. Yeah. But the weird thing is, they all come in six-packs, but you can just take one out and buy anything, buy a single of anything.
Oh, so somebody gets a five-pack and you get a six-pack?
But you just leave the five-pack.
Well, that's just goofy.
There's just a bunch of bastardized six-packs on the shelf.
I'd be the guy like, God darn it, I wanted a six-pack, not a five-pack!
People just open up boxes, take one out, and, like, oh yeah. It's just...
So they do the same thing with the cookies and stuff?
I can't say for that.
Or Twinkies?
But for your beer, you can buy one, just a singular can. You just take it off a six-pack.
Wow. Well, that is unexpected. Unexpected.
It's kind of like the Polish deli we go to where you just have... tubs of sauerkraut and pickles.
So, yes, we do have a Polish deli in Chicago we go to all the time, and there are large barrels of sauerkraut and pickles, and you just kind of grab yourself some.
Yeah.
There's tongs and stuff, but I'm sure it's not just kept to that. But you can also buy, like, chicken feet and pig's feet and lots of other unique things. So let's be straight there, right? I mean, you know. There's a lot of unique things occurring out there, you know?
Yeah, culture shock.
That's... Especially for you. I'm more open.
Yeah, I mean, there's only some things I'll put in my mouth. Some things I'm just not gonna do.
I know this about you, buddy. I know this.
Is that gonna be his epitaph?
Yes.
There's some things I just won't put in my
yes,
mouth.
Yes, exactly. On his headstone, that's what it'll say. Some things I won't put in my mouth. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Everybody's got limits.
All right, well, very cool. Anything else you want to kind of share about those travels? Because, I mean, you have the highlights here. We're just kind of hanging with you, bud.
We're just screwing it
yeah,
up.
I mean, we're just, like, having trouble with our heads, really. But
no, I said, like, there's a couple places we wanted to hit up, but July apparently is, like, the off-season for most of Norway.
Interesting. So they prefer the cold.
Well, it's just it's not the tourist season.
Oh.
So in, like, a lot of European countries, it's you use all your vacation in one go.
Okay.
So places would just be, we're not open these 3 weeks in July.
And I'm assuming they have a lot of like ski places and whatnot. Yep. So the winter is truly their... I was going to say, what, are people crazy going in the winter? But I understand if that's their... Like I brought up speed skating, if skating and skiing and all that stuff is their main things, that makes sense.
What was the temperature like in July?
Well, I said in the West Coast, since it's right off the ocean, it was like mid-50s.
Oh.
I think Oslo topped off.
We would
off.
Like that.
Yeah,
except for the winter part.
Well, right, the winter part would suck.
Actually, the winter in the West Coast would be about low 50s because you're right off the ocean, so you're getting the cold air coming off in the summer and then the warm air coming off in the winter. It's more temperate there. It's once you get to the central to eastern side, that's when it gets cold.
Maybe we need to open a brewery.
Yeah, we have to get around this 4.7% thing. Well, I guess you just don't you don't sell
it. We have a lot of beers that are really close. Just got to dial them back a hair.
Holy jeez.
Oh, this is just terrible. Somebody's going to send us a message about something on this one. We're not trying to be disrespectful. We're doing what Kyle said.
We literally have no clue.
No, we have none clue, and we're not trying... In no way, shape, or form are we trying to be disrespectful.
Except for those areas that you are. I mean,
right. Anyway, yes. So, any other words of wisdom, Kyle?
No, I said they just kind of like... They had a lot of sours, their Berliner Weisses, some Gozas, whatnot.
Would you go back?
I would, especially in the summer when I go, it's 1,000 degrees here, and I know it's 50-something over there.
Yeah.
Just the one downside would be that flight.
Yeah, 10 hours.
But you do get two beers on the flight if you take whatever, Air Fen.
Oh. And
granted, it's a pale ale that's 4.7%. That's fine. But it's an airplane beer. Everyone loves an airplane beer.
Yeah. Aside from the cost, you could do some damage over there.
Yes,
4.7%.
Yes, I mean, well, you and I combined could do some serious damage as well. Yes, that's
We couldn't afford it.
We couldn't afford it, but they'd be looking at us like we're crazy.
So yeah, I was just looking it up. So the highest thing I had was a 12.5% cider, which was delicious.
Gotcha.
It was an apple wine.
Okay. So apple wine. Talk to us about that. What the hell is an apple wine?
All it notes is it's 48 hours of boiling reduced 2,500 liters of apple juice down to 1,000 liters.
Wow. Syrup.
That's thick.
And then fermented with their house strain of yeast, then left to rest in 18 months in freshly emptied bourbon barrels. And that sucker was... delicious.
Okay.
That's one we bought a bottle of and drank in our Airbnb in Oslo.
Nice.
And because my brother decided to buy six bottles with 3 days left of the trip. So we had some drinking to do.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. So that's got to be thick, though.
It wasn't that bad.
Really?
It was just very apple-y, but you also got those bourbon notes through it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was delicious.
I like the sound of it, though. I'm not big on anything with the word wine in it. Barley
but it's,
wine,
it's more
wheat
of a,
wine.
More of a cider.
Wine. Okay, not big on
I know,
cider.
But I do love me some barley wines.
At all?
That I don't remember.
Ah, all right, that's fair.
Because
the sweet is what I don't like. I really don't like that sweetness. I guess I like a more... If I'm going to do something like that, a more dry finish.
But yeah, Oslo was really neat. The where we stayed, there was a brewery and a few bars, like a street over.
Okay.
So you could hit up a Couch and then Chair, which are two bars. One was
that's
an aperitif beer.
Are you serious? The name is Couch and Chair?
Yep, and then one was
fantastic.
A gin bar.
Yes!
And then you wander around the corner, and then there's the local Communist Party headquarters.
No shit.
It's just the fun things you can find.
Well, how does that even work? I mean, they're not a communist country.
I mean, they can have a communist party still.
Well,
the U.S. has
can.
A communist party.
Well, valid. Interesting.
I did not wander in. I just saw the sign and went, huh.
I don't know. I see your beard there, Kyle. I think you're going over.
I mean, you give me the military hat, I do start looking like Castro.
Ah, that's valid. Valid. Interesting. So, that I think that'd be an excellent... I know they're two separate places, but that'd be an excellent, like, place to open. Chair and couch.
Yeah.
Chair and couch bistro.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can open sofa.
Yes.
And then just... Yeah. Oversized love
seat. Couch, sofa, yeah. Overseas. It's just like our clothing weeks. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you got Ben TV next door.
Yes. That
foil
is...
Foil on the rabbit ears.
Foil on the rabbit ears. That's also a great name. That would be a good beer name, too. Foil on the rabbit ears.
Yeah.
Huh. We do have a beer to name next week.
Yeah, we're not really sure.
No, we're not really sure. I mean, could be foil on the rabbit ears. I mean, some other... I know we've tossed some things around from the list. I remember What the Wizard and Sunburned Trash Panda was one of my favorites. But I mean, you know. I digress. Having trouble getting past that?
Well, no, because I'm just thinking about how you draw that. Like a raccoon with a sunburn?
So the good news is...
Raccoon with a red belly.
Yeah.
So the good news is hopefully you don't ever have to draw that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is possibly a one-and-done beer. We don't even know yet.
Yeah.
It's we don't even know what beer it is. It's a Keg Grove creation. It's an ale. We know that much.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's a very wide spectrum there.
So, I mean, this is a total tangent, but sometimes you only have certain grain available and you were planning to do something else and you decide that's not the route we should go. But we have this, this, and this, and we can make this. So that's what we did. And I'm actually excited for it. I think it's going to be delicious. But classifying it can be difficult. Most beers you go, you base the recipe on the class, but sometimes you just make a beer.
Hmm.
And we did. And it's fermenting. Then we went and did another one this week, but that has a purpose. So, once again, I digress back to Kyle, who's got a real focus, but yeah, any other words of wisdom for Norway?
I mean, I would recommend going. Just
find have a lot of money. Personal financer.
I mean, it helps, especially if you want to get drunk.
Right.
We didn't try to find any liquor. We stuck to the beer. But
is it? I mean, did you get a feel for that? Is it more liquor in the country than beer, or?
I couldn't really tell. Like, we didn't go to that many true bars. A lot more beer bars.
Were those busy?
Especially in the on the West Coast, they're tourist towns, so like the big cruise ship would come in for a night, and at Lurvig, they were shocked to see us a second time.
Oh, okay,
they're used to people like coming in, 10 a.m. on a Friday, and they're out by 10 a.m. Saturday.
Huh.
And then we came back for a second time, and that's how we unloaded
Mr. Boat.
Yes, right.
That's how we unloaded 10K Grove stickers.
And yeah.
Get a quality sticker trade.
That's why we sent you there, Kyle. Sticker trading. Yes.
So there's stickers in at least three major cities over there.
I like that. They're going to be chasing us down, Tyler.
But yeah, it's just...
Where's the keg Grove?
That was way better than mine.
But yeah, everything's just super walkable, and you can just stumble upon places.
Cool. Totally different than what we're used to. But, well, thanks, Kyle, for the breakdown of Norway and Norwegian beers. If you are so enlightened, Kyle can be found on a bar stool here regularly and can answer your questions. Tyler and I are clearly not the best tour guides for Norway.
I'll give you some tips, though.
There you go. Perfect.
You want to fly. You know, definitely don't want to try and drive it.
Nope, probably sink in the pond. That's my guess. But, Kyle, it's been a blast. When we thought this up, it was definitely a outside-the-box thought. And I think you did a great job. And I think perspective is often a big thing in anything, right?
Yes.
Obviously, there's a different perspective over there than we have over here. And understanding those go a lot toward understanding different styles and different things. And
I like hearing about different places because it's interesting.
I agree.
And I would have to talk to somebody like that has been there before. I just wander my happy ass over there like, hey.
Well, you and I both know we wouldn't talk to anybody. We don't like talking to people necessarily unless we're feeling good. Like, you know what I mean?
And we usually just get stared at.
Yes. Well, we're giants.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the sizes were over there, but
I mean, they're not a small people.
Okay, all right.
There's a lot of sturdy people over there.
Sturdy people.
We'd blend.
We would blend. Because I have a theory, Kyle. I can never go to Asia. Basically, I'm gonna go a whole continent. Basically, I don't think I'd fit in very well.
From my understanding, you'd probably get stopped on the street to get your photo taken up with people.
Right. So, I'm a big fan of sturdy people, though. Yes. All right. I can go to Norway. That might be a checker-outer. Well, thank you, Kyle. We appreciate you. I really think this was fun. I enjoyed it. And hopefully someone gained at least a laugh, if not a knowledge point.
Right? One would hope.
All right. Well, thank you, Kyle. Tyler, as always. And we'll see everybody next week. I believe we have a podcast with... Stuff the bus. So
yeah,
pretty excited. Yep. Super excited. So cheers, everyone. See you next week.